Hello and welcome to my very first podcast about Minecraft. Right here, I've got my friend William.
Hello.
And we're basically going to be talking about Minecraft the entire time, or not the entire time, but it's going to be mostly about gaming. So, we're going to talk about like famous YouTubers that play Minecraft and all that kind of stuff and jazz. And I'm gonna have guest stars like my friend Christian, who's not on right now, but we will be doing a lot of that kind of stuff. So this is my very first podcast, so I hope it turns out very well. I've never even tried this once, and I decided to do it anyway, so why not? That's the question, why not? So the cool thing is it's a free podcast. All podcasts should be free, which they usually are, because it's just something fun to listen to and fun to make. So, this is the Minecraft podcast. So, William, what would you like to talk about first?
I would like to talk about how Minecraft is just so blocky. It's just really weird. You never see any circles or anything. It's just blocks.
Well, that's what texture packs are for, honestly. So, that kind of but I kind of want to talk about the Hunger Games mod. Thing is pretty epic. So you start off in a new world and you've got this pack, and you've got this little thing called the Hunger Games. You right click somewhere on the ground or it'll bring up this menu. You get to change options and then start the game, and it counts down from 60. You can walk around, which is somewhat weird, but once you're walking around, once it gets down to 1, the entire thing starts. This cornucopia sponsors game makers, even like PETA, Katniss, and Kato, all of it is there, and the AIs are good too. The one thing that's very difficult is Katniss God Mode, which basically, if you turn that on, she shoots arrows at the speed of lightning. It's like 20 arrows per second, no joking. I dare you to try it. First time I did it, I barely survived. She was the last person I killed. She killed everybody. But she pretty much is awesome. And the Katniss bow, it doesn't pull back as far as the regular bow, but it shoots a lot farther and more powerful, which is very helpful for in the games if you kill her first without God Mode on. Otherwise, she's like the last one and you can never find her. But otherwise, it's easy to get the Katniss bow because she drops it every time you kill her, but only when you kill her, because every time everybody else does it, it doesn't seem to work, or it doesn't seem to get the Katniss bow. But it is pretty epic, and the AIs are amazing. They're even still updating it today. They already added today, which is May 6th, the day after Cinco de Mayo. Happy late Cinco de Mayo, by the way. They updated it, and it's just like updating, and everybody's like talking about it, and mod spotlights are on it, and it's amazing. We also have YouTube channels, but that's not what we're actually going to be focusing on. We're just going to focus on you guys listening to this podcast, because we honestly just want you to have a great time listening to it and your Minecraft addictions. Like, we are such geeks, and sadly, we are geeks of Minecraft, Minecraftians, sadly, but it is fun. So, this is kind of just an introduction, pack, like an introduction video or podcast, whatever you want to call it. But that's basically it. We really don't know what to do since we really haven't done a podcast. My friend here doesn't even have an iTunes account, sadly, so it's going to be me with nathanstaves@yahoo.com, I think. I think that's what mine. But anyways, Not the point, but I sure hope this is as professional as I can get it, because I honestly have no, like, experience in this, so please don't bug me about that. So we basically play Minecraft, play a bunch of different servers. The closest thing I've gotten to the Hunger Games is that mod we were just talking about, even though my friend William is barely talking, because I'm not really giving him an opportunity, so how about I give you an opportunity to talk? How about that?
The mod I would like to point out right now is probably the, I forget.
Most popular?
The most popular mod right now is probably Too Many Atoms. Everybody knows what it is. But I don't want to say that, but
Hunger Games is actually starting to rise up and possibly beat Too Many Items.
Yes, yes. But, the Hunger Games, I believe, you cannot, say you love single player, and you just want to, you know, do your single player thing, and you don't want to have Hunger Games.
You don't have to right click and place that pack thing you get at the beginning called The Hunger Games. Oh, and if you guys honestly want to know who's been hurt by what and who's left, you can just right-click in the middle of the game, and it'll show who's left. And are you worried about getting killed? No, because it pauses the game for you, which is amazing. And I really hope you guys enjoy the mod. It's simple and easy to install. Know how to install a mod better? Well, if you don't, that's kind of sad, but any modder should. If you know how to install Mod Loader, you know how to install the Hunger Games mod. It's the same thing. You don't have to put, like, a certain file in the resources. No, nothing like that. You just take the files, drag it in, like, almost every other mod except the Aether mod, which got way too complicated after 1.8 for some reason.
Yeah. I haven't messed with the Aether mod since around 1.7, so I don't know what updates there are. I don't watch any videos about it because I kind of got bored of the Aether back in 1.8. But the mod I would love to point out is probably the Hack/Mine mod.
Yes, I've been playing that on the Technic Launcher, which is very addicting and all that kind of stuff. It lets you have Yogbox, Hack/Mine, Technic Pack, all that Tech It Pack with Technic and Tech It sound very similar, but not the same. But they seem like it. Honestly, because almost everything inside the font's the same. But I honestly like Hack/Mine the best compared to Tekkit and Technic, because I have no clue how to set up those quarries, so I prefer Hack/Mine.
Another thing I would like to point out is that Well, the server, if we want to talk about servers, we can. It's up to you, Nathan.
We don't have to talk about servers in this episode. We could probably do that in the second podcast episode, which will probably come out a week after this one, because it takes a few days to get it accepted. It takes maybe, like, one day to them for iTunes to, like, email you that they're going to look it over, and then another few days to look it over, because they've got, like, hundreds of podcasts probably coming in. But we could probably talk about servers another time. But we are working on server, but I don't think it's going to work. I have to have my dad look at it, but
I mean, my computer can't handle a bucket server, so if you guys are going to start bugging us that, can you guys make a bucket server? I'm sorry, I won't be able to do that. I'm pretty sure that Nathan maybe will be able to do that.
I could probably do Bucket, but the only thing that has been working out right now is Vanilla, and I'm sorry, but I'm trying my best to get Bucket, but once we find out what the problem is and we get it working, we'll just say the IP in one of our episodes, but that will be for probably another 18 episodes if we even get that far. But that's pretty much what's going on right now. So you can check out all the Minecraft merchandise and what's going on Minecraft at Minecraft.net or Minecraftforums.net. Both of those are great websites. Minecraft.net is the official website, but Minecraft Forums gets you all the mods, maps, texture packs. It's basically the epic nerding station for all Minecraft nerds, which don't like scream at us for calling ourselves nerds and stuff, because we are. So I think that pretty much wraps up this episode for now.
Whoa.
Talk about something real quick with him, but
I was thinking about I heard about this mod that allows you to that mod's still in progress. Sorry. I've been hearing rumors that Herobrine is still alive. Yeah. I don't know. I believe he's still alive, but there's a problem with that. It's because I haven't been having too many coincidences with Herobrine. I've only had one, and that was when I got, like, a bunch of diamonds on a single-player world, and they all disappeared when I logged off. So, if you guys have ever had that glitch, or Herobrine, or whatever you want to call it, yeah. And also, you know how back in 1.7, Herobrine was large, you could see him all the time?
Yeah.
I've seen them 5 times back in 1.7. I could tell you it, but it may take a while. If it's up to Nathan, it'll take me like 10 minutes.
No, we don't want it to be like a 20-minute podcast because we're already at like 12 minutes, even though it calls like 14 minutes. It took us like 2 minutes to set up and get ready. But we are already at 12 minutes, and I think that's a great amount of time for our first podcast. But please look out for the next
podcast.
Next podcast. And we'll get this uploaded in a few days, and hope you guys enjoy it, and we'll spread out the word, and you guys will hopefully see it and have fun listening to it. And see ya. Bye.
Bye-bye.